Good morning. You are listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I'm Tina Bachmeyer, your host this morning, and we have a full house in the studio this morning. I am joined with Megan Bozak, who is the Community Affairs Director for the City of Sitka. Good morning, Megan.
Good morning, Tina.
And I have Jeff Ankerfeld, the Police Chief of Sitka Police. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
And I have Amanda Roberts, the Tobacco Health Educator for Search for Search's Tobacco Program. Good morning, Amanda.
Good morning.
And I have Greg Dahl, the Branch Manager of AC Lakeside. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning.
Thank you all so much for being here this morning, because today marks the first day of Tobacco 21. So, Amanda, can you tell us a little bit about what is Tobacco 21?
What is Tobacco 21? So Tobacco 21, what that means for the community of Sitka is that officially today, starting today, the ordinance goes into effect, and it essentially changes the minimum legal purchasing or sales age for tobacco from 19 to 21. So as of today, you have to be 21 or older to purchase tobacco from any of our local tobacco vendors.
And this has been a long process in making this happen today. So can you tell us a little bit about the history of why this is happening in Sitka?
Sure. I really think it's a tale of partnership between the two hospitals in Sitka. And it was an idea that stemmed from Doug Osborne, who is the health promotion director for Sitka Community Hospital, and myself. He came to me one day, and we were on a stroll with another colleague of ours, and he just threw out this idea of Tobacco 21 and said, "Have you heard of it? What do you think of it? Do you think that we could do this for the community of Sitka?" And we did our research and just became passionate about it, and the motivating force behind this new policy, and 3 years worth of work, and here we are.
And the assembly approved, when did the assembly approve this ordinance?
The assembly approved the ordinance in May, and again, as Amanda said, it goes into effect today. Since May, an implementation team has been working hard to make sure that all our retailers are really aware of the changes. We created multiple letters, FAQs, all the point of sale signage that's required by the ordinance and by the state, and hand delivered them to each retailer to make sure that everyone had the correct information.
And Greg, what does this mean from a vendor's perspective?
Well, it's fairly easy to implement, especially with the signage and the FAQs from the group that's implementing this. Basically, it's up to IT, which they fix their register, so if we type in the birthday, it will not allow a sale of tobacco to anyone below the age of 21. So it's fairly easy. We did some training. The state came down and did a training session last week.
And do you feel like there's been support for your employees to understand what's happening in this change?
Absolutely. They're all well aware of the change that happened this morning.
And why, I mean, there's four of you in this room talking about this happening today. Why does this matter for Sitka?
Well, I think that, again, kind of the motivating factor behind this particular type of policy is it really is about reducing youth initiation. So really prevention of youth ever picking up tobacco products. And I think that was really Doug and my main goal, is to, we both want to work toward a tobacco-free next generation so that youth are not ever picking up the habit and living longer, healthier lives. It's really the goal.
And what kind of resources are there available to someone who is looking to quit smoking?
I'm glad you asked that. There's multiple resources. And of course, anytime there's a policy change like this, cessation is so important. So of course, Alaska's Tobacco Quitline is something I always promote and encourage. It is a statewide cessation program. It's been around for a long time. It's free. It's available to all Alaskans 24/7. There's multiple ways to enroll. You can enroll online. Go to alaskaquitline.com. You can call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. And there's really nice folks available, as I said, all the time, around the clock, that offer free quit coaching over the phone, kind of helping you prepare to quit, putting a quit plan in place. And they also offer free nicotine replacement therapy also known as NRT, and that is, for example, would be patches, gum, and lozenges. So that is a great resource. There's also a group that's going to be starting up. This is brand new for Sitka. It's been done in different communities such as Juneau, but it's new to Sitka. It is called Freedom from Smoking. It is a curriculum that was created by the American Lung Association. It's proven best practices. And that will be hosted by Sherry Hample and Helena Van Veen, who's a colleague of mine with Health Promotion at Search. They've both been trained in this curriculum. It will begin September 6th and go through October 2nd, and it'll be Tuesdays and Thursdays, I believe, each week at Centennial Hall from 6 to 8:30. There's flyers all over the community that has more detail on who to contact if folks are interested, and it's more of like a group approach, a group support approach toward quitting tobacco, which can be really helpful as well.
What would you, any of you maybe in this room, say to someone who smoking is an addiction. So what would you say to someone who like really wants to quit, but maybe is stuck in this place of not knowing what to do next?
I'm a former tobacco user myself. Yesterday was my 9-year anniversary of being tobacco free personally. And I started when I was a youth. And again, that's part of my passion behind this particular ordinance. And I would really just encourage to stay busy, do other things. There's so much fun activities and things to be involved in. And I look at my little brother in particular, who's in the Sitka School District. He will be a sophomore this year, and he's just super busy with sports and things and just good friendship and good support group and just be involved in things. And hopefully, if ever approached or ever, as many may know, tobacco companies heavily market to youth. So really just standing up and saying, no, I'm not going to pick this up. It's a deadly habit. And that would be my best advice.
So earlier we were talking about slightly the logistics of what happens when someone's going to go and buy cigarettes. There might be a sign that says that you at 19 is still the age, but what does that mean? Can we talk through that for a second?
So the city distributed new signs per the ordinance that say the exact language that you have to be 21 now to purchase tobacco. So you'll see that at all of the retailers, as well as the state mandated signs, which still say the legal age to purchase is 19. So you'll see both here in Sitka. Our local ordinance went into effect today, and that says that the purchase age of tobacco is now 21. So if you have any questions about that, the official ordinance is available at thecityofsitka.com. And if you're a retailer or an employee that's selling tobacco, feel free to contact the city and we can help you out with any additional information.
Is there anything else any of you would like to add this morning? Thank you both. Thank you all so much for being here. And today is the official day of Tobacco 21. So thank you.
Thank you. Thanks.